This is the aftermath of the latest attack against Chile's multi-billion-dollar forestry industry by an indigenous Mapuche rebel group in the south-central part of the country. Congress's approval of the government's request for yet another extension of a state of emergency in the Araucanía region wasn't surprising. But it's come with a high dose of ridicule against left-wing President Gabriel Boric.
The same people who are highly placed in government today and who not only attacked the previous government strategy but voted against all the extensions of a state of emergency last year have the nerve to come here to ask us for the fourth time to approve the same measure.
Conservatives voted in favor of allowing the army to patrol alongside militarized police in the rest of region. But several left-wing deputies from Boric's own coalition, especially the Communist Party, voted against the measure. They accused the president of betraying his electoral promise to promote dialogue and not use force. Earlier, the spokesman of CAM, the oldest Mapuche resistance group, took responsibility for the new attack.
La prioridad nuestra es...
Our priority is to channel violence towards well-directed acts of sabotage, towards supplies and machinery.
The government said it would not press charges against the indigenous leader, but amid an uproar, backtracked, seen as another example of flip-flopping on the part of the Western Hemisphere's youngest president.
This is a government of a young generation of millennials, and they're learning to manage a complex state apparatus and a country that's impatient with many problems. This is a year for learning the ropes, a year of transition.
The hope is that Boric, who has been in office for less than 5 months, will learn the ropes soon, without losing the confidence of those who elected him.
Every new president has to come face to face with the reality that being in the opposition is easier than being in office. President Gabriel Boric is learning the hard way that reconciling his convictions and his electoral promises with the need to make pragmatic decisions is a delicate juggling act. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.